We've had several encouraging messages from Pastor Gary on the Songs of Ascent.
在过去几周的时候，赵牧师 和我们分享诗篇里头上行之诗呢，给我们有很大的鼓励。
And today's message from Ephesians is the same kind of encouragement.
今天呢，我和大家一起来分享以弗所书的这个讯息呢，也有着同样的这个激励。
On this idea of being called, a well-known pastor wrote this. I'm only one, but I am one.
当我从第一个重点被招的这件事情呢，有一个著名的一个牧者呢，曾写下了这么一段的话。他说我只有一个人，我就是那个人。
I cannot do everything, but I can do something.
我没有办法做所有的事情，但是我是可以做一些事情的。
What I can do, I should do, and what I should do, I will do by the grace of God.
我能做的，我就应该去做。那我该做的呢，靠着神的恩典呢，我可以去做的。
Now, in a book called The Pursuit of God, on the subject of unity, it mentions 100 pianos, all tuned to the same fork, are automatically tuned to each other.
在追求上帝的这本书里头呢，他讲到一个关于在基督里合一的这样的一个问题呢，他提到了一个很有意思的问题，就是100台钢琴呢，同样调用一个相同的音叉来调音呢，会相同于100台钢琴彼此来互相调，会得到同样的效果吗？
So they're not really tuned to each other, but to another standard that each one matches individually.
他们会是不一样的。当这100台，我们讲的不是说来彼此来互相来调和，而是来调音，而是说我们都用相同的一个标准，我们来按照那个标准，我们来彼此互相的来搭配。
So 100 Christians, we're not quite 100 today, but 100 Christians worshiping Christ together have their hearts nearer to each other than could ever be if they turned away from God and tried to unify themselves to each other.
我们假设我们当中有100个人，我们彼此一直在这里一起来同心敬拜呢，它的效果绝对远远超过我们各自按照我们自己来敬拜，要效我们彼此接近的那份心要更大的多了。
Gladys Allyard was a missionary to China, and during the 1930s, as a young woman, she left her home in England and sailed to China.
在1930年，有一个年轻的一个女性呢，她叫格里蒂斯，她是一个英国的传教士呢，她离开她的故乡呢，坐船来到中国来传教。
There she opened an orphanage for orphan children, and when Japan invaded China, Gladys was forced to flee.
她在中国的时候呢，经营就是开发了一家这个孤儿院。但是在日本侵略中国的时候呢，他带着这些孩子们呢逃离了逃离了中国。
With one assistant for 12 days, she led more than 100 orphans over the mountains to freedom.
和一名助手而已呢，他们带着100个这个孩子，经过了这个12天呢，越过了这个翻山越岭呢，为了去寻求自由。
With extreme difficulty and danger, she devoted her life to being a mother to each one of them.
在这极度艰难和危险的状况呢，她担任起了一个像母亲一样的这个责任，来照顾这一百多个孩童。
Now, years later, she was publicly honored, and she explained her amazing work like this.
几年之后呢，在一个被一个公开表扬的这个场合呢，她讲到了这一段那一段奇异的这个经历。
I didn't choose this. I was called by God to do it, and from that, I'm not really so much interested in children any more than I am other people.
那并不是我选择要去这么做的，我只是被神呼召要去做这件事情，因为我看这些孩童和其他的人是没有什么分别的。
But God gave me a calling, and that is what He wanted me to do, so I did it.
神呼召我去做这么一件事情，而且我也知道这一件事情是他要我去这么做的，所以我就做了。
So what can we hope to benefit from today's message?
从今天的这个讯息呢，我对大家有一些期望的。
I hope that we'll connect it closely to a verse that we went over together a few weeks ago.
我想以上的这个故事呢，能把大家和我几周前和大家一起分享以弗所的这个经节呢，有更加紧密的这个连接。
If you remember, Ephesians 2:10 said, "For we are God's masterpiece." He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do all things He planned for us long ago.
如果大家还记得，我和大家分享的以弗所书第二章第十节，我们原是神的工作，他在耶稣基督里重新创造了我们，所以我们能够来做耶稣他所计划在很早之前就做计划要我们去做的一些善事。
So like Paul, I want all the good things God has planned for you and from you to others.
像保罗一样呢，我很希望神在我们身上所计划的这些美事呢，能在我们身上成就之外呢，也能借着我们传给我们身边的人。
Like Paul,
24.
Yeah, 24. Worldly wisdom says you need a plan when God calls you, but godly wisdom says the planning is done when God calls you.
世上的小学教导我们呢，告诉我们呢，当神呼召我们的时候呢，我们要开始来做计划。但是我们从神的这个智慧里头呢，我们得到的我们学到的是呢，在神呼召我们的时候呢，神已经把这个计划为我们拟定好了。
So remember what the caterpillar calls the end, God calls a butterfly.
当一只毛毛虫把自己包在这个茧里头的时候呢，他从来没有想到过将来神要让它变成一只蝴蝶的。
So let's read through this together in the English, 1 through 6 of Ephesians 4.
让我们一起来读这段今天的这个经文，在以弗所书第四章一到六节。
I'm using the New Living Translation. Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God.Always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you've been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all,who is over all, in all, and living through all.
好，现在就让我们一起来读以弗所书第四章一到六节，一二三，请。我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相包容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、上帝，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
So let's go through these verses one by one.
Go ahead. 那我们接下来呢，我们就会一句一句的我们来探讨这当中神的旨意。
You know, in verse 1, sometimes people think Paul is always telling everybody what to do.
从第一节里面呢，我们会以为呢，保罗经常是告诉每一个人要做什么，要做什么。
Here Paul is speaking from humility, and as a prisoner, he says, I beg you, not I command you.
但是从第一节里面呢，我们看到保罗他谦虚的称自己是个被囚的人，而且他不断的在劝导这个以弗所的这个众信徒，而不是用命令的语气。
To do what? He begs them to walk worthy of the calling with which they were called.
去劝他们做什么呢？保罗不断的在劝他们要做那些与他们蒙召相称的事情。
Now, the word walk is often used in Scripture to mean our life or our conduct in life.
这个相称呢，我经常指的是在我们生命当中呢我们所做的，也就是指我们行事为人方面的。
So to walk worthy of my calling means to live out my faith in all places and not just talk about it.
当我说做这个与我们蒙召相称的事情呢，指的是我们要活在我们的生命当中呢，方方面面呢都活出我们的信仰，而不仅仅是用嘴巴讲而已。
Since God has done so much for us to honor us with this calling into His kingdom, with His mercy.
因为上帝为我们所做了这么多，为了就是要引领我们来进到他的这个恩典的国度里了。
We should live as is appropriate for this high calling.
那我们就应该要活能够活出这样与他高贵的这个呼召相称的这个行为。
Now, I think with regards to this idea of calling from God, there's often a misunderstanding.
我想对这个从神而来呼召这一件事情呢，常常会我们会有不同的想法的。
In this case, I think there can be two meanings for the idea of calling, and maybe two misunderstandings.
我在这里和大家分享这个关于呼召呢有两点主要的意思，同时呢也会产生也会有两种不同的这个别人也会有两种不同的说法的。
So the first meaning, as God calls us into His kingdom.
我第一个呢讲的这个呼召呢，是讲神借着这个圣灵呢来呼神呼召我们呢，借着这个圣灵来进入他的这个国度。
He does this in different ways. The Holy Spirit can do this by allowing us to go through hard times till we cry out for His peace.
圣灵是可以借着各种不同的方法来允许我们借着这个苦难呢让我们一直呼求神的这个平安到来的时候呢，我们才会明白。
Another method used by the Holy Spirit is by hearing the gospel that is preached.
神用了另外一个方法呢， 也就是经常就是借着圣经里这个传讲圣经的这个这个方式。
It may also be by reading His Word, but the Holy Spirit brings it to life.
也可能是圣灵呢会当我们阅读神的话语的时候呢，圣灵会把这些真理来启示给我们。
So I think there is a misunderstanding here that calling is someone seeking God's kingdom and they found it.
经常错误的发生呢，就会发生在这里我们认为一个慕道朋友呢，寻找了这个神的国度，结果就寻到了。
Actually, Romans 3:11 says, no one seeks God, which is really saying no one on their own and without the guiding of the Holy Spirit can seek God or find Him.
在罗马书第三章第十一节讲到说，没有人能够寻求到神的。这里真正讲的意思是呢，没有一个人靠着自己，没有圣灵的引导呢，能够来寻求到神的。
So for anyone thinking they're a seeker, they're not alone. God is guiding them.
所以呢，任何一个慕道朋友呢，讲到说他们寻找到了神，事实上他们不是靠自己，而是神不断的在引导他们。
The second meaning of calling here that we're talking about is a calling after we've entered God's kingdom.
我要和大家分享第二种的这个第二个意思的这个呼召的这第二个意思呢是讲当我们已经接受了神的这个呼召进入神的国度之后所发生的。
We know, for instance, Pastor Gary has a calling to be a pastor. Others have a calling to be missionaries.
我们知道赵牧师呢被呼召成为一个传道人，成为一个牧师呢，那我们其他的人呢是被呼召来成为传道的。
So some may think, but I don't have a calling to be a pastor or a missionary.
但是有人会讲，我并没有被呼召成为一个牧师或者成为一个传道的人啊。
That may be true, but as we'll see in these verses, every Christian has a calling.
或许从某个层面那个是真实的。但是从接下来我们看到的这段的这个经文呢，我们知道每一个基督徒呢都有一个呼召。
It's a calling to serve God and to build up the body of Christ.
那就是我们每一个基督徒都被呼召来侍奉神，来在这个来一起来建造基督的身体。
So God hasn't called me just to teach.He's called me first to love in unity with the body of Christ.
神呢，并不是一开始呼召我就来教导神的话语，而是他呼召我来在基督的这个身体里面来学习怎么样彼此相爱。
So as I do that, he shows me many different ways that I can do that, that I can build the body up.
当我在耶稣基督里学习了这个爱之后呢，那神他就会带领我用各种不同的方法来带领我，让我去怎么样和弟兄姐妹一起来建造主的身体。
So I know some people think, but I'm not equipped for any ministries to the body.
也许有人会想说呢，我还没有装备好去服侍基督里的这个身体。
But there's a saying that God doesn't call the equipped, He equips the called.
有一句话讲得好，上帝呢，并不是呼召那些已经装备好的人，相反的呢，他装备那些愿意来被他呼召的愿意来顺从他呼召的人。
So if God is calling you to a ministry, however big or small, He will equip you for that ministry.
所以不管 当神呼召你所做的这个传道的事情，不管是大或小呢，神他会装备你所需要的这个装备的。
And by the way, there are no small ministries. God doesn't look on the outside; He looks at the heart.
没有服事的是不分大小，因为上帝呢他不是看我们的外表，而是看我们的内心的。
Now, Pastor Gary mentioned last week that God calls us to have fruit in our lives as is appropriate.
上一周呢，赵牧师和我们分享，神呼召我们在我们的生命当中要结出这个果子的。
And as he mentioned, is to live as one who expects to be in heaven, but for now, to have the type of fruit of someone already in God's kingdom.
要结出果子这件事情呢，是我们要活出我们将来在天上活出的那个样式出来呢，但是现在呢，我们可以结出我们已经在神的国度里头的果子出来。
So let's not misunderstand this type of calling or the first type of calling into the kingdom.
所以不要把这两种，把这个后者这个结果子的呼召和第一种得救的呼召来相混淆。
Neither way of looking at this calling is without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的在当中的做工呢，没有任何一个呼召呢都不可能成就的。
So we don't want to think that Paul is just talking about doing good things for others.
保罗在这里讲的不是我们对其他的人来行好事这件事情。
Both callings for us include God's grace by the Holy Spirit working in us to bring it about.
这两种的呼召呢都是神借着圣灵施恩在我们身上才可能发生的。
So verse 2, it says, whatever we're doing, do it with humility, meekness, patience, and bearing with one another in love.
在第二节说到，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
This is fruit of one walking worthy in their calling, and by this, ministry just takes its own course. It's natural.
这里讲到这个果子呢是与蒙召是相称的，而且这么做之后呢，服侍神呢也就变成很服侍神也就变成一件很自然的一件事情了。
Actually, this fruit is just being transformed more and more into the image of Jesus.
事实上，这果子是告诉我们当我们愿意这么做的时候呢，我们就会被改变成越来越更像耶稣基督。
Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, he said of this himself, I'm gentle and humble in heart, and we can see how he served others.
耶稣在马太福音第十一章二十九节这边讲到他自己的时候呢，他讲到说，我心里是柔和谦卑的，他指的是当他服侍其他人的时候。
Paul speaks of meekness or this gentleness in 2 Corinthians 10:1, how we relate to each other or approach each other.
保罗在讲到这个温柔谦卑的时候呢特别是指在哥林多后书第十章第一节这边讲到这个温柔谦卑的时候呢，是讲到说当我们来，当我们来 接触到别人的时候。
So we're to bear with each other, not necessarily trying to force something on someone else.
在这里我们讲到说与他认同他人的这个感受呢，并不加强迫的这个意思在别人身上。
Now the patience is talking about here is don't let things upset us and react immediately in a negative way.
耐心呢，在这里指的是呢，我们不要让事情很容易让我们自己变得很容易来恼怒，而马上呢就表现出这个负面的这个这负面的这个行为出来。
It's really like God's patience toward each of us until we admit we're sinners and we ask Him for forgiveness.
而我们应该有像神一样对我们的耐心一样的这个态度呢因为神一直到我们神耐心的等待我们，一直到我们承认在他面前承认他的罪，来求他原谅我们的时候，那种耐心。
Well, we just can't build each other up by looking at each other's imperfections and getting irritated.
我们是不可能如果我们单单看着别人的这个不完全，那很容易来激怒我们呢，就是不可能来有对别人有任何建造的这个行为出来的。
It's been many cases where that has harmed friendships and fellowship among believers.
而且有非常非常多的例子当我们这么做的时候呢，我们得到的是我们的友情或者我们团契呢反而会破裂。
Remember, it's easy to tear down, it's more difficult to build up. That takes patience.
我们大家千万要记得，要摧毁是远比建造要容易的多的。建造呢是需要有耐心的。
But in all cases, the Holy Spirit enables us to bear with one another in love.
但是对我们信主的人呢当我们这个圣灵呢他让我们能够在他里面在神里面呢我们彼此能够来包容彼此。
So that doesn't mean bearing with one another painfully, but joyfully in love.
这并不是讲说我们是很痛苦的在彼此来包容，相反的呢在神里面呢我们是可以在爱中来过着这个喜乐包容的这个生活的。
1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable. Keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance.
这样子的爱呢，就展现了在哥林多前书第13章4到7节，这么说道，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Now maybe someone says, I don't think I could do that. And I would say, that's right, you can.
很多人听到了这么一段的这个话，会讲说我没有办法做到这些，但今天呢我会告诉你，是的，我们是没有办法来做到的。
But the Holy Spirit can bring it about more and more in our lives as we yield our lives to Him.
但是呢，当我们愿意来服从这个 把我们的生命来交给这个主耶稣的时候呢，圣灵呢，他就能够让我们每一天每一天呢，能够更多的来做到向着这个目标来前进的。
So, verse 3 says, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace.
所以在这个第三节这边讲到说呢，当我们来与蒙召的这个恩典来相称的时候呢，那我们会得到很多的好处的。
So what's the next benefit of us walking worthy to our calling?
这就是刚我刚刚已经讲过。
Okay.
Go ahead.
You've already read it. It's bearing with one another in love, which is essential to unity and peace in the body of Christ.
在爱中彼此宽容呢，是非常对这个在耶稣基督里的合一与平安呢是非常重要的。
This unity of the Spirit is unity of those who have the same Spirit, not just the outward unity.
这种圣灵的合一呢，是因为我们有同一个圣灵，而不是仅仅外表的合一而已。
It refers to affection of each other, trusting each other, and loving each other.
这里讲到的合一呢，是包括了情感上的合一，彼此的这个信任和彼此的相爱。
Another important thing to understand is the unity Paul is talking about is not just for this group of believers, not only among themselves.
在这里，保罗讲对这个以弗所教会这个众信徒讲到这个合一呢，并不是仅仅对这个以弗所的信徒所讲的而已。
A group like ours or any should not think, oh, as long as we have unity among our group, we're good.
不管是以弗所的这个教会的群体，还是像我们今天当中我们这个群体呢，我们都不应该仅仅顾到我们自己的团体好就好了。
Now, the unity Paul is talking about is unity with all other parts of the one worldwide church.
保罗在这里所讲的这个合一呢，是指在所有，在这个世界所有属神的这个教会里面呢，我们都是其中的一环。
So it's interesting how some think it's okay to separate themselves out from other Christians based on music or something like that.
有些人会说呢，在同一个教会里面，我们有不同的这个我们自己有不同的这个看法，就譬如多对音乐这方面呢有不同的看法的，是一件可以的这个容忍的事情。
So different groups may not agree on those type of things, but that's not what our unity is based on.
当然我们每一个这个群体呢，不见得都会对同样的事情有同样的这个看法，但是呢，那不是我们今天所要讲的这个合一。
A few years ago, me and other pastors from four other churches in the valley wrote down a statement of faith.
几年前呢，我和这个当地的这个四个教会的这个牧者呢，我们一起共同的写了一个对信仰的一个宣告。
This was really to deny some comments that come from the local culture that say all Christians don't agree on anything.
那是因为当地的有一些这个谣言出来呢，说我们基督徒呢，我们彼此是不会同意这个彼此的。
Yeah, we purposely made the statement of faith very brief and only to include the essentials of Christianity.
那我们刻意的呢，在这个信仰的这个宣告里头呢，用了非常的简短，只包括了一些基督教的一个核心的这个教义。
I think this statement was really very much like the Apostles' Creed that we repeat every week.
我想我们那份的这个对信仰的宣告呢，是非常类似于我们每一个礼拜天我们在这里读的这个使徒信经的。
So we really need to understand that this unity is not something we create. We only maintain it. It already exists.
我们必须要了解呢，我们基督徒是没有办法来创造这样的合一性的。我们能做的呢，就是这个合一已经在那里，我们要想办法来保持。
This unity is not something that we worked to establish.
这样的合一性呢，不是我们可以靠着我们的努力呢来去设立的。
It's actually a unity that's been given to us by the Holy Spirit.
事实上
and we just need to hold on to it.
事实上这样子合一性呢早已经圣灵呢早已经赐给我们，我们所要做的就是我们努力来去保持的这样的合一性。
The Holy Spirit really fills all Christians with the same love and joy in this bond of peace.
因为圣灵呢，他让我们每一个基督徒呢，都充满了同样的从神而来的这个爱和喜乐，所以我们可以在这个神的平安里面呢有连接。
So it's not a unity that we vote on at a business meeting. It's really something much different.
这种，所以我们在主里面的这个合一呢，实在不是我们像投票一样，大家投票表决所出来的这个合一呢，因为那不是那样子的合一呢，外表的合一呢，不是真正从圣灵而来的合一。
However, it is true that our unity is important so that we can function together, work together well.
合一是非常的重要，因为只有在合一的这个底下呢，我们才能够彼此来连接，彼此一起来为神国来工作。
What we need to be able to tell others and in this community is our unity is based on the gospel of Christ.
我们需要告诉别人的我们这种合一呢，完完全全是按照主耶稣基督的所讲所传的福音的。
So I mentioned a few weeks ago in Ephesians that we really as Christians are a new nation.
几个礼拜前和大家分享了这个以弗所里面呢，谈到说呢，我们是一群属新，一群被造的一个新属神的新的国度。
So no matter what national governments do, we are one people set aside from all other nations.
不管这世上的这个政府他们是怎么样来运作的，我们基督徒呢？永远都是一群被分别出来的一个国度的。
So even if national governments were to tell us that we're not supposed to be friends, we are and will always be brothers and sisters in Christ.
纵使有一个属世的这个政府呢，告诉我们，强迫我们属神的人彼此之间不能再是这个。朋友呢，我们在耶稣基督里面呢，我们仍然是一群属神的弟兄和姐妹。
So I know others will say, well, that's not the same as being blood brothers and sisters.
有人会讲呢，在主里面的这个属神的这个姐妹弟兄姐妹呢，和我们在肉身上面成为弟兄姐妹是不一样的。
That may be true, but Christians have the most important blood relationship, not from our own blood, but that of Christ's blood that was shed for each of us.
那讲的是从某些层面 是真实的，但是我们要了解我们讲的这个血缘的这个关系呢不仅仅在对我们基督徒来讲呢，我们所讲的这层的血缘关系呢并不是从我们肉身而来的，而是讲到我们在耶稣基督里面借着耶稣的宝血洗净我们这一层的这个我们和耶稣基督的这层的血缘关系。
My family brother, and I only have one, often introduce the other as our double brother, brother of birth and of spirit.
我只有一个这个亲的弟兄那我们经常讲呢，我们是双重的这个兄弟的这个关系。一层是从我，因为我们有同一个我们是从同一个父母而来。那第二层呢，因为我们有同一个圣灵所以我们有双重的这个血缘关系的。
And actually, my connection to him is stronger in the spirit than it is of the common parents, really.
那事实上呢我和我兄弟在耶稣基督里的这个关系呢远比我们因为是同样父母而来的那份的兄弟的关系呢还要更亲密的。
Psalms 133:1 says, How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
在诗篇133篇第一节这么说到，看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Now the words good and pleasant are really much stronger in the original language there.
事实上在原文里面谈到的这个美和善呢有更强烈的这个美和善的意思的。
So it's not like saying God is good, he gets a B. No, he gets an A plus to the max.
就好像我们讲说神是美善的这一件事情呢这并不是讲神呢他是一个B 的这个次级品，而是讲到说呢神他的美善呢是最高的最好的美善。
Now verse 4 tells us how it is we actually have this unity and bond of peace in the body of Christ.
第四节呢这边讲到说呢我们在耶稣基督里的耶稣基督里面呢我们才真正有了这个合一和平安的这个保障。
Because God has reconciled us through Christ into this church, which is a new creation.
因为在这一节里面讲到说呢神借着耶稣基督呢让我们能够成为他的这个身体成为一个新的造的一个族类。
So while our human body has one spirit that kind of animates us, Christ's body is animated by the Holy Spirit.
就好像我们的这个灵魂呢让我们有了生命的这个气息一样。在耶稣基督里的这个身体呢也同样是被这个圣灵呢来激活了。
It's the same spirit that woke everybody up, that opened all of our eyes, convicted all of us of sin, and gave us all new life.
也是同样的一个这个圣灵呢它唤醒了我们沉睡的灵开启了我们的这个重新开启了我们的眼睛让我们能够知道我们的这个罪而且给我们新的生命。
So, this Christian church, this one body,is wherever separate groups are found throughout the world. One.
所以
110?
这个基督教会呢是 是只有一个属神的一个身体，我们都是在里面的不管我们是在世界的这个各个的这个角落呢，我们都不会把我们分离的。
Romans 12:5, which is on the front of your bulletin, says, we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
在罗马书第十二章第五节这边讲到说呢，我们这许多人在基督里成为一个身体，互相联络，做肢体。
So just like the human body, each part is dependent on another part. We need each other.
就好像我们现在的这个身体一样，我们虽然有各种不同的这个身体的这个部分呢，但是每一部分呢都需要彼此来成为一个健康的人。
Go to 114. Wherever called from, whatever country or culture, we're all filled with the same one hope.
我们每一个基督徒，不管是是从什么国家来，有着什么样的文化呢？我们都是有着一个共同的一个希望的。
Christians have the same hope, looking forward to the same heaven with the joy of eternal life.
每一个基督徒呢，都有着一个相同的盼望，就是将来这个我们会到我们会有这个喜乐的这个在天堂里面，我们都会有这个喜乐的这个生命的。
There was a Christian lady who, her whole family was put in a concentration camp because they helped Jewish people during World War II.
在第二次世界大战的时候呢，有一个基督徒的姐妹呢，因为他们全家因为帮助这个犹太人呢，而被关在这个集中劳改营里头了。
After the war, she had kind of said in her heart that she never wanted to be in heaven with Germans.
在这个战争过后呢，她发誓呢，她绝对不要跟这个德国人呢在同一个天堂里面。
However, one guard that had really treated her and her sister so badly became a Christian and later asked her for forgiveness.
但是事与愿违呢，在这个有一个德国的这个守卫呢，在集中营里非常残忍的对待这位基督徒姐妹呢，在战后呢，他成为了一个基督徒，而且来到这个女士的面前呢，来请求他的原谅。
Yeah, she knew she must forgive him, and in fact, they would be spending eternity together in heaven.
他那时候他醒悟到一点，他必须要原谅这位德国的这个弟兄呢，而且他将会和这个德国的弟兄呢，永远在天上。
So let's finish with verses 5 and 6, and there are several important statements of one in these two verses.
在接下来第五、第六节这两节里头呢，讲到了有很好几个很重要关于一的这个宣称的。
First of them is one Lord, refers to Jesus Christ.
第一个讲到的是一主，也就是讲到我们这个主唯一的主人就是耶稣基督。
One faith, refers to the belief that there is just one Lord Jesus and the truth of John 14:6.
一信呢，讲到的是我们的信仰，讲到的是我们只有一个主人，也就是耶稣基督，他就是真理。就像说在约翰福音第十四章六节这么说到的。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
在约翰福音第十四章六节耶稣这么讲到说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去了。
So this truth promotes unity among Christians, reminding us we have the same Savior.
这个真理呢，促使了我们基督徒呢，的合一，而且借着不断的来提醒我们，我们有一个共同的救主，来使我们来合一。
It's often been said, and I agree, I've felt this myself, two men who have never seen each other before meet in a distant land and feel that they have the same Savior, their hearts are joined together right away.
就像我常常讲的听到别人讲的就是如果让两个两个从来没有相识过的这个基督徒呢让他们相聚在一起的时候呢他们很快的就能在耶稣基督里面来彼此来相认这是因为我们有相同的一个主人的关系。
So this ideal of one baptism is that we've all been baptized by the same Holy Spirit and are God's temple. He abides in us.
所有的基督徒呢我们是一同被这个同一个圣灵来接受圣灵的这个洗礼的。而且呢我们的身体呢是神的殿神住在我们里面的。
I heard a good thought for each of us to think about when we see another Christian.
我想到这么一件事情不管I heard a good thought for each of
us. Someone mentioned a good way to think when we see another Christian.
当我们基督徒彼此来相见的时候呢我们很快的我们就能够来相认。
It's actually from Psalm 84:1, and I'm going to apply it to my brother here. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord?
在诗篇第84篇第一章这么讲到呢万军之耶和华你的居所是何等可爱。
So I'm looking at him saying, this is God's dwelling place. This is God's temple.
就像他我们站在这个台上我们彼此都能够很快的来彼此相认因为我们都是属神的我们都是神的这个殿。
So God is the common father of all people, rich or poor, learned or unlearned.
不管你是富有还是贫穷也不管你认识神或者你不认识神上帝呢是我们所有人的这个天父。
He's no respecter of different people. He's the one God we Christians are all tuned with in unity.
上帝呢他不是高高在上的一个来检阅官这个一个上帝呢他是把我们在他里面呢合一的那位神。
So we really can't say, oh, I'm one with the universe. Our humanity does not make us one. The one God makes us one.
我们实在不应该讲我们是与这个宇宙来合而为一的。因为人的本性呢并不会人的这个本性呢是没有办法让人来成为合一的。只有在神里头我们才可能成为合一的。
And then the way it finishes here is God is not merely above us from a distance, but through all and in all Christians.
我们这一位神呢他不是在他是高高在上的但是他却不是离我们遥远的。他是贯穿在我们当中而且是与我们生活在我们当中的。
John 17:21, Jesus said, In his prayer, I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, and you are in me, Father, and I'm in you, and that they may be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me.
耶稣在约翰福音第十七章第二十一节这么讲到说，我为所有神的儿女的合一来祈求，就好像你和我是合一一样，你是在我里面，父神，我是在你里面一样，使他们也在我们里面，使世人呢可以信你是差我来。
So we really see the Trinity here in these verses. One Spirit, one Lord Jesus, and one God the Father.
从以上的两节，我们再次很清楚的可以看到三位一体的这个神是在这里一个圣灵，一个主耶稣基督，一个父神。
So in the end here, we do see that really these two points of calling and unity become one point.
我们讲到这里呢，我们很清楚的可以看到为我们之前提到的两个重点呢，在这里都归于这个一个重点了。
They're really connected with unbreakable ties.
真的在这时候我们看到这位三位一体的神呢，他们是和我们是不可分割的。
We're really called to unity.
这就是所谓的合一。
And as you leave with this point, as we walk in this unity, we can see how God can use it not only for our joy together, but also to reach out to the rest of the world and share His love.
所以当我们进入了这个合一的时候呢，神真正让我们看到，不仅仅是我们基督徒在神里面享受这份的这个喜乐而已，而且他也要我们能够走出去，让这个世界其他的人呢也能够来分享他的爱。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we just give you thanks for your calling on our lives, for you bringing us into the kingdom, for you giving us to each other, for you putting us together, and for you giving us the love to share with each other and the rest of the world. We just give you thanks, and we pray that as the day goes on, we feel more and more of that presence of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.